Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. Our topic this morning, tips on becoming an exceptional speaker. Well, we welcome you from all walks of life. We welcome you from all around the world. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I'm Coach Lalisa, and I am here today to help you develop and grow in your public speaking. So regardless of where you are right now in your public speaking, we all have areas to continue to grow. As a matter of fact, what we like to say about knowledge and education is that it's ongoing. It never, ever stops. If you are an individual who has a job or you have a business, even if you don't yet have a job, public speaking is important to you. You want to be able to sell yourself. If you don't have a job, you want to be able to speak publicly correctly just to get the job. You have to speak at the interview. You may be interviewed by a panel of people. You may be in a panel interview. Many opportunities to speak. Maybe you have a job already. You have to speak to your customers. Or you could be in sales. You could be a business. If you're in business for yourself, you're automatically in sales. You have to sell your business. You have to sell yourself. Even for individuals who work for someone else, you still have to sell yourself. So there's just no getting around public speaking. Let's just say you have children. You may be called upon by your child's school to give a speech. You may be called upon. I know a lot of people, when they get married, they will have a best man, and the woman will have her maid of honor, and these individuals will be required at the wedding reception or even somewhere along during the wedding, you may be called on to speak. If you are in the church or other houses of worship or other organizations, you will be at some point in some time called on to give a speech. Now, here's the thing. You want to be ready ahead of time. So people would wonder, well, why do I need to tune into the show today? Well, because you want to be ready when the time comes. Some people would say, well, I'm not a public speaker. The time may come that you will be one. And maybe you're not one because you don't know the basic ins and outs of becoming a speaker. You know, there's some research that says that the average person's number one fear above flying and heights, the number one fear that probably the only fear that's above this one is the fear of death for a lot of people, but that is public speaking. Most people, they fear, actually, there are some people who fear public speaking more than they fear death. And I have met as a college professor, I've been a member of Toastmasters for years, I've even been a president of Toastmasters clubs, have started several Toastmasters clubs to help people with this problem, with this issue of public speaking. Now, you do have some people who are not necessarily afraid to get up and speak before audiences, whether it's an audience of one or audience of 1,001. Some people do get up to speak, but still do not have all the proper mechanics that really should be there for public speaking. Public speaking, just like being a doctor, a plumber, or any other profession, there are some rules of the game. There are some tips, some tools, and even tactics and strategies that you can use that will increase your public speaking ability. But you have to learn them. You have to be teachable, coachable. You have to learn what they are. And then the ultimate success to public speaking, the ultimate part of it, is that you actually have to practice what you have learned. So you may come to one of my classes where we do one-on-one public speaking with you, give you an opportunity to practice, teach you some of the mechanics, the various hand gestures, teach you some of the what we call the platform rules, rules from the podium, what you should do, how to engage your audience. You may come and you may learn these things, but you need to have an opportunity to practice them. And so at this point, you would look for ways to utilize what you've practiced by giving presentations. And that's one thing I have to say. I am in several network marketing businesses, and I absolutely love the idea of what we call, in many of the businesses, we call it a showcase. And this is a great opportunity to practice your public speaking. So in a showcase, and you may be in some other direct selling network marketing business where you have the same thing. You could be, I don't want to start calling out the various businesses because I'm not really here to support that right now. But you know, regardless of which one you're in, you will be called upon to give a presentation, and you don't want to freeze up. And it could hinder your success of your business. Being afraid to speak or having issues with public speaking could really hurt you. So I wanted to give you today some tips and some tools on speaking. And certainly if you work in a big company, you have your supervisor, your manager, your boss, your director, whomever, may come to you at the spare of the moment even and ask you to give a presentation. And you don't want to get sick about that. You want to be able to give that presentation flawlessly, with power and confidence. So I welcome you to the show today. This is Coach LaLisa, and I'm talking to you this morning and giving you some tips on how to become a great speaker, a great public speaker. Now, we said before that when you're in various areas of your life, you may be called upon to speak. Again, it could be a business presentation. You could just be giving a speech at a school or a university or a PTA meeting. It could be a meeting of some association that you're involved with. And it could be as simple as the job interview. It could be in your prospecting. So there's different things. Now, let me just give you one tip about speaking. There are, your speaking may fall, the, what is the, first of all, first thing you want to do is you want to know the purpose of your speaking. What is the purpose of you being there? Is it to inform the audience of something, much like what we do in our business, in our networking businesses? We want to inform somebody of the products and services that we have. Or is your speaking to persuade people? Maybe you are persuading people to go green. So maybe you're giving a presentation at some sort of a rally or some kind of an event where you're trying to persuade people to cut costs. Maybe you're in the financial industry and you're trying to persuade people to save their money. Maybe there's an urgency. Let's look at even our president, our current president, Mr. Barack Obama. He's constantly giving different speeches, like when he gives the State of the Union. He's mostly giving that speech to inform people about what's happening. Then there's times when he may be called upon to give a speech to motivate. So what is the purpose? And these are the major categories of your speaking purpose: to inform, to persuade, or to motivate. So that's the first step in becoming an exceptional speaker. Now, the information that I'm sharing with you is coming from one of the top public speakers in the country. Her name is Miss Marjorie Brody, and she is the recipient of the Certified Speaking Professional Award from the National Speakers Association, and they are the largest and the most prominent and most notable speaking organization in the world. Like, anybody that's a speaker, that considers himself a great speaker, public speaker, motivational speaker, they are a member of the National Speakers Association. That is the group that you want to be attached to. And then the other group that is equally as big and a lot easier to be a part of is Toastmasters. So if you want to really, really improve your public speaking skills and you don't want to, there are a lot of requirements to getting in the National Speakers Association. And if you're a new speaker, you won't have met those requirements yet. It may take you a while. But anyone can join Toastmasters International. Anyone. You do not have to have any speaking requirements. You just have to have a desire to learn. And there are local chapters of Toastmasters all around the world. So first thing is that you want to know the purpose of your speaking. Now let's understand, too, that according to Ms. Brody, she's broken it down, there are 8 types of business presentations that you can give. 8 types of business presentations. Now, one of the types is just a basic one-on-one kind of interpersonal communication. That may be, it could be the interview one-on-one. It could be maybe you're a manager or supervisor and you need to give a work performance appraisal. Maybe you need to appraise, you know, some people really don't like one-on-one. And they may be good from the podium, they may be good from the pulpit, but when it comes to one-on-one, their skills diminish. But you want to improve in those skills as well. Now, some of the things that when you're doing a one-on-one and any kind of public speaking, you always want to be aware of your time. Timing is everything. You never want to go over the allotted time. So the first thing, whenever someone asks you to give a speech or to speak, the first thing you want to do, here's another tip for you, outside of finding your purpose, you want to find out the time. What is the time limit? Because you never want to go over. And another thing to keep in mind when it comes to public speaking, the average attention span of the average person is only about like 5 minutes. You know, if you haven't really grabbed the person's attention within that, and I'm talking about prior to the 5 minutes, like you really have to grab the person's attention in 30 seconds or less. 30 seconds after that, it's over. So And then you have to really, really, really work and hard to keep that person's attention. So that's why a lot of times you'll see great public speakers, when they come out, they don't get up there and read a long bio or a long, you know, letter of accolades for the speaker, because now you've already lost the people. The bio and those kind of things can really be done at the end. But when it comes to a person's, you know, attention span is very, very short, and you want to capture it right away in the beginning of the speaking. So, you know, also keep that in mind as you are preparing your speech. And the great speakers, they'll usually come out with a powerful quote or a very, very powerful statistic, or they may come out with a story, because people love stories. Stories will help the person follow along. And another good thing about a story is, more than likely, when you're telling the story, the person will identify with some part of the story. They may not identify with the entire story, but more than likely they will identify with some piece of the story. Therefore, they're going to be more willing to pay attention, because they see the what's in it for them. They see how they're connected to the story. So when you're giving your speech, number one, you definitely want to make sure you have your purpose intact. It's either to inform, persuade, or to motivate. So know that right up front. And with your speech, you also want to plan it out. So to choose which one of the types of speeches you're giving. It could be one-on-one, it could be for a group, or for a meeting. If you have a group at a meeting speech, there are some things you want to do different. It could be a departmental or a team meeting. Maybe you want to meet with your team. Maybe you have a team working under you. You want to prepare your speech thinking about your audience, but also think about the room. Think about the setup. All of these things are important. And if you can, prior to your speaking engagement, try to visit the facility. Now, of course, if it's out of town, that might be hard to do. But you can ask the event planner, how's the room set up? How large is the room? Where's the podium in relation to the chairs? And there's different ways you can set the room up based on the level of contact that you want with the audience. Then there's client meetings. That's another form of business presentation. And then there's the sales presentation. This is a presentation where you are trying to acquire a new customer or a new prospect. Maybe you're trying to generate new business. Maybe you're talking to an existing client and you want to review some account activity with them, or you want to project, you know, some sales movement. But sales presentations, these are sometimes it could happen over a telephone. It may be something that you do on a daily basis or a weekly basis. You may get very good at that. But when you are speaking, another important tip that I want to give you about speaking is that you always, 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 and I know sometimes I really, really mess this up big time, but you'll want to stick to the topic. You want to keep in mind that the information that you are giving out to the audience will be better received if you make sure that you keep your topic included in everything that you pretty much have to say, okay? And if you have to deliver, you know, some even bad news, you want to deliver it in a good background, in a good lighting. So then there's the sales presentations where you're trying to acquire new customers. And then there's the conference speaking. This is where you may have submitted a brief outline to the event planners and of the key points that you're going to make. And when you're doing this, you know, keep your, you know, points handy when it's time for you to speak. You might want to write down bullet points. You may want to have flashcards, but you don't want to get up to speak and read from, you know, you don't want to have all your speech all written down. That I am not advising you to do that. Unless for some reason you are a person with absolutely no memory and you have to read like that. But other than that, you should try to practice your speech ahead of time, memorize all of the main points, and then you might want to refer to the main points in bullets. And one of the reasons why you don't want to read, because when your head is, when you're reading, your head is down, and the audience can only see the top of your head, they will lose interest very, very quickly. And the problem with losing interest is that they won't have heard what you said. So you may have come up with a good strategy. You may be able to have good information that could persuade the customer or inform the customer or help the people in the audience. But they didn't hear what you said because they were only paying attention to the top of your head. So conference speaking is certainly one of the different types of business presentations. And then there's the team presentations. You can also have video conferences. And these can be done using telephones, computers. It might be the written word. It is definitely used more today probably than ever before, with people being so spread out. Years and years ago, a lot of people that were in business, everybody was pretty much local. You know, you were right there with your customer, with the person that you're in the meeting with. But today, you may be in the United States, and you may be in a meeting with people that are in China, that are in parts of Europe, Italy. People may be in Hawaii. They may be all over the world. So video conferencing is coming back, and it's really, really big, bigger than it's ever been. And there are some rules of the game with video conferences that are different than if you're speaking face-to-face. With video and all of these, you definitely have to have a facilitator that is helping run the show for you. Now, when you're speaking, when you're a public speaker, if you really want to become an exceptional speaker, according to Ms. Marjorie Brody, you also need to get to know who your audience is. So you know your purpose, you know whether you're there to inform, you're there to persuade, or you're there to motivate. We've already told you about the 8 different types of business presentations, whether it's an interview, whether it's a team meeting, whether it's a client meeting, it could be a sales presentation, it could be a conference presentation, it could be a video conference. So we told you about the 8 different types of presentations out there. Now we talk a little bit about the audience. The audience is the reason that you're speaking. So the audience has to be considered in all the planning that you're doing for your public speaking. And then after the audience, you have the logistics. So in other words, if you want to really be an exceptional presenter, you want to keep those 3 things in mind. What's my audience like? What's my purpose? What's my audience? And what are the logistics of the room and for the presentation? And this is what Ms. Brody calls your PAL. So as a public speaker now, one major thing that you can walk away with from this show today is understanding your PAL. And you can just like, oh, my PAL, my buddy. PAL, your purpose, your audience, and your logistics. Every single time that I get up to speak, and I speak probably about 90% of the work that I do, I'm speaking. I'm a college professor, so I'm doing classes. I'm speaking as a trainer. My day job, my 9-to-5, is as a trainer. I'm constantly speaking. If I'm not up before an audience speaking, sometimes the audience could be anywhere from 3 to 43, then I'm speaking one-on-one with another staff member, or I'm speaking with my team. You know, I'm on a team and I'm speaking, and that's with maybe about 6 to 7 people in the room. So I'm constantly, and then with my network marketing businesses, constantly doing presentations, and then also I have traditional business, and I'm also speaking with that. So that's what I do. And then the radio show, obviously, I'm speaking. So this is something that I do every single day. I'm constantly making presentations, constantly speaking. And every single time, I have to consider my purpose, my audience, and my logistics. So consider your audience. Consider things like this. What do they need to know? What is it that your audience needs to know? Because this will help you have more confidence in your speaking. When you know that your audience needs to know something and you have that something to tell them, that's going to give you more confidence and you're going to feel better about being up there speaking. Also, when you're up speaking, make sure that you have prepared yourself so that you know what you're speaking about. This is also going to help the audience because, see, the audience wants you to succeed. They don't want you to get up there and not know what you're talking about. So when you know what you're talking about, when you've researched and researched and researched your topic, you don't have to memorize everything. The audience won't know if you forgot something. But they do want you to look as though you're calm, cool, and collected. Now, let's just say you're the nervous type when you speak, that you always get nervous and you cringe, you get nervous and you clam up and you forget what you're going to say. Well, remember, if you really know your material, you won't forget what you have to say, if you really know your material. Because if you forget what you were going to say, then just start talking about what you do know about about whatever it is you're talking about. Because the audience, they don't know what you were going to say. So no one knows that you forgot but you. So you don't have to tell people, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, forgive me, I left my notes at home. Don't do that from the podium, ever, ever, ever. Stop that. You want to become an exceptional speaker? Stop saying that you forgot something. The audience, they don't know. Now you just clued them in. Now they feel like you're not a great speaker because you just told them that you're not because you're like, I forgot what I was going to say. No, don't do that. And another thing you don't want to do from the podium, you don't have to let people know that you have a cold. I tell these people this. They're going to know you have a cold the minute you begin to speak. And if they think that you sound like that naturally, that's okay. As long as you know they want to know something and you have the information of what they want to know, you will have control of the audience. And so the audience will be empowered and you can answer their questions. You can give time for, and always, this is my last tip for you because we're running out of time. Wow, the show went so fast today, but this is a great topic. Maybe I'll do a part two. But this is the key. Now, tomorrow, don't forget to tune in. We're going to be talking about vision, how to set your vision. But here's the last thing that I want to say about public speaking. Make sure that you always finish before time. So with that being said, I'm finished with the show, and we'll see you. We thank you for joining. Hello to Miss Anjanette. I see you there on the switchboard, and we'll talk to you later. Have a blessed and powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.